Hi, my name's Hadass, and I'm here with another amazing story called Why is Avi Sad? By Rachel Golan. It was supper time in the Katz's house. Everyone sat around the kitchen table enjoying the delicious chicken and potatoes. We had a Navi test today, Maishi said. It was very hard, but I think I knew everything. And we finished our brachos chart in school today, piped up Chavi. Mora Tammy said we're going to have a brachos party with all kinds of yummy treats for a prize. My mora said it's not healthy to eat so many treats, yet she declared. We even learned a new rhyme about keeping our teeth strong and white. It goes like this. Brush, brush, brush in the morning and night. Keep your teeth strong and white. Angela banged on her high chair tray with her spoon. Tato, tato, want tato. Only Avi was quiet. He didn't say a thing. Avi, don't you want to tell us anything, Mommy said. How was school today? I don't have anything to say, Avi muttered. School was regular. Everyone finished eating and left the table. Only Avi didn't finish. He pushed the food around on the plate and thought about his day at school. I had a rotten day, he whispered to the tablecloth. So why did I tell Mommy that I had a regular day? 2 weeks ago, his Rebbe, Rabbi Brand, had given out pink cards. Whoever reviews Chumash every day and has one of his parents sign this pink card will be a winner in our Chazara test, said Rabbi Brand. But today, when Rabbi Brand collected the cards, Avi realized that he had forgotten the card at home. It looked like Avi hadn't cared and didn't even try. Yitzi came into the kitchen, disturbing Avi's thoughts. Can I please use your colored pens? He asked Avi. You can't use any of my things, Avi growled. And don't you dare touch my prize box. Yitzi's eyes opened wide. Shocked, he ran out of the kitchen. Avi went back to telling the tablecloth all about his rotten day. The principal came into our classroom and said that whoever had a pink card should line up in the front of the room, and he gave out candies to all the Chazara boys, and he also shook their hands, but not mine. It's not fair. Avi sat at the table feeling disappointed. He was in such a bad mood. Why had he forgotten to take the pink card? Mommy came into the kitchen. Avi, is everything okay? No, nothing is okay, thought Avi, but he didn't want Mommy to know about his terrible mistake he made. So he didn't say anything. I'm going to prepare lunch for tomorrow. If you want, you can come help me. Avi thought for a few minutes and then decided to help. He is the only one who knew about his horrible day, and it was making him so, so sad. Maybe he should tell his Mommy what he was feeling. Avi got up and walked over to the counter. I'll peel cucumbers, okay? Great, said Mommy. Avi looked at the green, bumpy cucumber. Something so annoying happened today in school, he said. Mommy stopped what she was doing. What happened, sweetie pie? Avi told Mommy all about his rotten day, how he had forgotten the pink card at home, how his principal had given out candies and handshakes, how he had to stay in the seat and no one even knew he had also worked so hard. Mommy listened and listened. Avi could tell that Mommy understood how bad he had felt in school. When he finished talking, Avi realized that he wasn't so sad anymore. He was still disappointed, but it wasn't as horrible as before. He felt like a big weight has been taken off his heart. He had reviewed the Chumash. That's what was important, and Hashem knew that. I'm so happy you shared your day with me, said Mommy. Mommies care about what happened to their children. And Avi, it's not as bad as you think. Everyone forgets things sometimes, even important things. Let's try to figure out what we can do now. Avi thought for a second. Maybe I could give my Rebbe the pink card tomorrow. It's better than nothing, right? That's my boy. Mommy gave Avi a big hug and squeezed last drops of sadness away.